You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Here's a question straight out of the headlines. In the events leading up to the tragic death of the U.S. ambassador to Libya in Benghazi last month, how much did U.S. forces rely on local Libyan security as the unrest targeting U.S. facilities was ramping up? Joining us now, David Kirkpatrick, Cairo Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. David, this is a pretty important question as we try to investigate what exactly happened in Benghazi.
Yes, it is. You know, it is normal for a U.S. diplomatic mission in a foreign country to rely on that country's internal security for the safety of its mission. That's what every country does. The catch is that in Libya, there basically is no effective government or army or police force. There's just a loose collection of sort of self-appointed, self-formed militias that act as the only law and order. And what happened in Benghazi is there was a bomb that went off right outside the U.S. mission in June that an Islamist brigade took credit for. And the local security, their very small team of Libyan guards, performed very well, and the mission got through it. And I think some folks in the State Department and in the U.S. security thought, well, there you go, we're doing okay, we pulled through. And they took from that perhaps a false sense of confidence. Certainly, the mission there was completely unprepared for what, in retrospect, is a pretty likely event, which is that one of these brigades, a whole brigade of more than 100 fighters, well-armed, decided to launch a full-scale attack on the mission. That's not something that happens in other cities around the globe. You're not going to see that in London or Paris or in Cairo, because there aren't brigades of hundreds of men with truck-mounted artillery and rocket-propelled grenades and a load of Kalashnikovs all ready to go. But that's how it is in Benghazi, and that's indeed what happened.
Speaking in Tripoli, Libya, to David Kirkpatrick, who's Cairo Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, this sense of lawlessness in Libya, how much has it hampered the investigation into exactly what happened to the ambassador?
In terms of the sense of lawlessness, the U.S. and the whole country here is kind of caught in a paradox, and that is, at the moment, the government, such as it is, relies on these voluntarily and largely autonomous militias as the only source of law and order. They're the ones who stop people from committing crimes, catch them if they do, to the extent that they can. And so it's very hard to get to a situation of law and order without those militias. And yet at the same time, because they're not really fully under government control, they are the problem. So it's hard to see a solution to that. And for the U.S., you know, you might say, well, let's just get out of there. What are we doing in Libya? And yet, this is also really a unique and historic opportunity for the United States in the Arab world. Libya, aside from that attack, the people of Libya feel extraordinarily warmly towards the United States, and they are, on the whole, you know, quite eager to form a bridge between the United States in particular, the Arab and Islamic world. And that's something that I think is quite useful to both sides. The moment it's in peril because the U.S. can't find a safe way to deal with that paradox.
How can they conduct an investigation, U.S. officials in Libya, given these circumstances?
That is a very good question. I'm interested in that myself. In the city of Benghazi, this is a fairly public attack by a brigade that witnesses say is easily identified and fairly well known. I don't think any of those people have been rounded up. The obvious suspects have not been questioned. The American ambassador was taken to a hospital where attackers were also being treated. That means the hospital has their names. It shouldn't be that hard to find them. And yet, the FBI team that's here investigating is in Tripoli, and I don't think they have the ability to round up any of those folks.
David Kirkpatrick, Cairo Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, speaking from Tripoli, Libya, answering the question, how much in the events leading up to the tragic death of the U.S. ambassador to Libya were the U.S. forces relying on Libyan security in that dangerously unstable nation? Thanks so much, David.
It's a pleasure.